when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, like we said earlier, what a surprise, what a surprise. It's January the 20th, in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Anyway, we have picked up the one and only Sister Braveheart, the bravest of the brave, the toughest of the tough. She'll be coming in just a few minutes. Here's what we're going to do. Sister, the bell cow, Sister Nancy, is going to finish up a few points she wants to do. And then when Sister Nancy ties up the few loose ends that she wants to talk about, the tarring feathering, we're going to go to Sister Braveheart. So go ahead, Sister Nancy, if you will. Take off, Sister.
Okay, little Eddie and Monica. a great evil covers the world. It originates in Israel. Today, so-called great nations ignore the cruelty inflicted upon smaller lands by the bloody hand of satanic forces. Think of humans trapped under concrete for days until succumbing to their injuries or starving to death. Let's not forget the children and adults having amputations without anesthetics. These are memories of our war for Southern independence and the amputations that many of our Confederate soldiers had to suffer through. The war may continue through 2024 if the warnings from Israel are fulfilled and the Antelope are wiped from their own land by the invading Zionists. On the tar and feathering, I want to go back and again, we want to tar and feather Butcher Biden, a good name, a slur from Ireland's Clare Daly, a EU member. She said the ancestors of the Irish that you call to be from disown you. Keep our country out of your mouth. That's according to Clare Daly. The heroes are those male and female journalists who were covering Gaza and they became targets of the Jews with at least 100 dead and injured so far. That's my tar and feathering and heroes for this week.
I tell you, I've heard that myself, Nancy, but I'll try to go back. I'm sure I'll be able to pick it up on the video somewhere. But anyway, with that, folks, we're going to introduce. Thank you so much, Nancy. We're going to go right back to Braveheart. How you doing tonight, Miss Braveheart?
I was listening in on the first hour. And it was as difficult as it was because the material was so difficult, but it was an excellent hour of radio, which is, like you say, Eddie, very, very necessary for our people to hear these things, to know what's going on. So I will make a little commentary on that. But the first thing I want to comment about is that we have kind of swapped places in terms of traditional weather patterns, because we are now very warm here, and I guess you are still very cold.
Man, it is cold here. I'm telling you, pipes are bursting, water pipes. My daughter, this is kind of a rabbit trail. My daughter works one of her jobs. She works two jobs. One of them, she works for a huge air conditioning refrigeration outfit. They do plumbing, they do electrical work, they do it all. But they are really working, 24/7, going in. If you've never dug into the ground in the wintertime, to fix a sewer line or a water pipe. You need to do it. It's really a treat, folks. I'm telling you, when you talk about misery, I've done
it
before.
Well, we've had, actually, there's lots of stuff going on in various places in Canada, too, in terms of burst pipes and whatnot, because it really was very, very cold, colder than normal, and we didn't have much snow cover beforehand, and so the ground was not blanketed like it normally would be. You know, normally you get this blanket of snow, which helps to insulate the ground from this severe cold. Now, I know that these things do happen naturally, that sometimes the jet stream goes a little bit more south than normal or whatever, and it does pull the patterns. But I do also know, and the reason I prefaced my comment with that is because people, the naysayers, will say, oh, these are all natural things. But I do know that they are manipulating our weather like crazy. I watch it pretty much every day with their chemtrailing, but I also know that they're using their energy, their HAARP technology to knock the jet stream out of its normal course. And I do think that they pulled that jet stream further south this, you know, this winter to create all this havoc. They were going for maximum havoc. And part of that is the weather manipulation to bring extremes, more extremes, because that'll fulfill their prophecy of saying, wow, with the global warming that you are all causing with, you know, having too many cows that are farting in the field, then you are causing weather extremes. And then they bring it about with their energy weapons and their chemtrailing. And so it's not, you know, on many fronts we are under attack. They've got the open borders so that we are being replaced. And then this relates very much to the things you talked about in hour one with all this crime, black on white crime in particular. And then, of course, the silent mainstream media about these things or denying that it has anything to do with race. And then when there's a few protesters, there's more counter-protesters. And the discouraging part of that, like you were saying, is that most of these counter-protesters are our people. But you see, this has come about from the extreme lies and deception and programming of the minds. We have become mentally ill as a collective through the toxins of the lies, the brain contamination through the deceptions and lies and programming that we've been subjected to all our lives. So anyway, that's kind of a segueing, but there's one more thing I wanted to say about that relates to what you were talking about, and this relates to the crime statistics. Now, traditionally, police do keep statistics on, you know, what are the races or ethnic or nationalities of crimes going on, like who's doing what to whom. Now, maybe some of our listeners can fill us in on the details of this, but I do remember that at various times in various jurisdictions there have been pressures put to get rid of taking these, you know, keeping track of such statistics because they say, oh, that's racist to do this racial profiling, for example, or to keep statistics at all. Now, I don't want to give the impression that I'm saying that the statistics are not being kept anymore, because I don't know. What I do remember, though, is talk in the mainstream about, you know, there's pressures to do that, to stop taking statistics. So maybe one of you knows the details on that, or maybe our listeners will write in or, you know, let us know. But it's certainly not a foreign idea that the, you know, the pressures that, or the powers that should not be, are trying to get rid of keeping statistics on who's doing what to whom when it comes to crime. Over
Monica,
to you.
I'll briefly tell you something. My father told me years ago, before all of these issues with black and white, he said that what happens is the cops will not write up many of the crimes that happen, because it goes back to their inability to solve these crimes. So a lot of times when a crime is committed, they just don't even write it up because it looks bad in the FBI whenever they do the statistical recording and find out that in Louisville they don't solve crimes. So
Wow. Right. Yeah, that makes sense, what you're saying. You know, what I wanted to do today in the hour that I'm on for is a couple of things. I want to set the stage for some of the things that's going on with political prisoners like Leslie Borey and Brad Love, and some of the injustices that are being meted out to them. And I have recent letters from both of them. Also from my brother, I have a recent letter, which is wonderful. But before I get into their stories, I will set the stage with reading a passage out of this book that 2 weeks ago I suggested this should be named the Book of the Year. my book recommendation. Anyway, and that's this children's book that was... I do hear the music.
Quick break.
We'll come back to that, yes.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
My name is Christian Knuckles. I prophesy there will be no revival until the church leadership stops lying to the people. I'm the first soldier of the spiritual body of Christ, the Lion of Judah, the Confederate Church of Christ. I'm here to declare, the lion will lie down with the lamb when the lying stops. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries and brought to you by ConfederateChurchOfChrist.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
In the morning. It smells like victory.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Ooh, they're red, white, and blue. And when the band plays, hail to the
family, it is such a pleasure to be here with you folks. I can't think of any place I'd rather be right now, especially since we have ice and snow outside. It's been colder than the wilderness, but it got like a family. It got last night, it was 10 degrees. Several nights ago, it was -2.5, which is incredible. That's like it being 120 below zero where Monica lives.
That's right, Eddie.
I mean, it just doesn't get that cold here in the South. This doesn't do that, but it has been colder, like I say, the wilderness, but in Montana. I'm telling you. But anyway, with that, folks, with that bit of my complaining about the cold here, we're going to go right back to Braveheart. And is she going to take us on?
I understand it, that you're talking about that, because if you're not set up for the cold or snow in southern climes, then it really is a serious thing. I get it. I do get it. Anyway, this book that I had recommended that people get their hands on, it's called The Poisonous Mushroom. That's the English translation. The original, it was a German children's book, 1938. So this was, you know, at the height of the National Socialist government bringing, you know, great things to Germany and lifting them up out of their terrible state after World War I. And this was, it's a series of short vignettes or morality stories intended to warn children of the dangers posed by Jews. So these little vignettes are written in a very straightforward manner. And of course, this was aimed at everybody, not just children, but it is written in a form for children. So I'm going to read a little bit out of chapter 4, which is called What is the Talmud? Now, it's this little 13-year-old Jewish son of, or a Jewish boy, Soli is his name, and he goes for his regular schooling, private schooling with the local rabbi, and the rabbi begins the examination. Soli, you have a non-Jewish teacher in school, and every day you hear what the Gentiles, i.e. the non-Jews, say, what they believe, and the laws by which they live. Soli interrupts the rabbi. Yes, rabbi, I hear that every day, but that doesn't concern me. I am a Jew. I have laws to follow that are entirely different from those of the Gentiles. Our laws are written down in the Talmud. The rabbi nods. Right. And now I want you to hear, now I want to hear what you know about them. Give me a few sayings or proverbs that you have heard in the Gentile school. Soli thinks. Then he says, A proverb of the Gentiles is, work is no disgrace. What do the Gentiles mean by that? They mean to say that it is no disgrace when one has to work. Do we Jews believe that? No, we don't believe that. In our law book, the Talmud, it is written, work is nasty and not to be done. Therefore, we Jews don't work, but mostly engage in business and trading. Gentiles are created to work. In the Talmud, it also says, the rabbi teaches there is no lower occupation than farming. A Jew should neither plow the field nor plant grain. Commerce is far more bearable than tilling the soil. The rabbi laughs. You've learned very well. But I know another Talmud passage that you must learn. He opens the Talmud. Soli reads, the Gentiles are created to serve the Jews. They must plow, sow, weed, dig, reap, bundle, sift, and grind. The Jews are created to find everything ready for them. Oh my goodness, what arrogance. I'll continue. The rabbi continues his examination. Tell me several more principles or proverbs of the Gentiles. Soli answers, the Gentiles say, be ever loyal and upright. Honor is the surest defense. What do the Gentiles mean by that? They mean that one should always be honest in life. One should not lie and cheat. That's what the Gentiles say. And what do we Jews do? We may lie and cheat Gentiles. In the Talmud, it says, it is permitted for Jews to cheat Gentiles. All lies are good. And furthermore, it is written, it is forbidden for a Jew to cheat his brother. To cheat a Gentile is permitted. When we loan the Gentiles money, we must demand usurious interest. For in the Talmud, it is written, concerning robbery, it is taught, Gentiles may not rob each other, and the Gentile may not rob the Jews, but the Jews may at any time rob the Gentiles. It further says, if a Jew has stolen something from a Gentile and the Gentile discovers it and demands it back, the Jew should simply deny it all, and the Jewish court will stand by the Jew. It is also permitted for us Jews to buy stolen goods from a thief when they come from the Gentiles. We Jews may also sell stolen goods without sinning before our God. Smuggling and tax evasion are also permitted for us Jews. In the Talmud, it is written that we may cheat Gentile authorities of customs and taxes. It says, smuggling is permitted, for it is written, you need not pay what you owe. Also, thievery is permitted for Jews, but we may steal only from the Gentiles. The Talmud says, the words you shall not steal in the Bible refer only to thievery from Jews. Stealing from Gentiles is okay. What does that mean? The rabbi asked. That means that we cannot steal from or cheat Jews, but we can cheat Gentiles at any time. That is permitted for us. Oh my goodness, this goes on a little bit more here, but I think you get the picture here.
Fabulous.
Oh, but there's one more part because this is
about
court. Eddie, this is about courts, and I do want to talk about Leslie Borey and Brad Love, who are both dealing with courts. So Soli is delighted with the rabbi's praise. Soli says, in the Talmud it is written, only the Jew is human. The Gentile peoples are not called people, but rather they are named animals. And because we see Gentiles as animals, we call them goy. It is also permitted for us at any time to lie before a Gentile court. In the Talmud it is written, the Jew is permitted to lie before a Gentile court. Such an oath is always to be seen as compelled. Even when a Jew swears by the name of God, he is allowed to tell a lie and in his heart to reject the oath he has made. So listen to that. So, you know, isn't that called the Kol Nidre that they do every year where they... Is that the Kol Nidre, or am I confusing it with another one of their religious, you know, things that they do? But they absolve themselves of any and all oaths that they make, any promises that they make. So they basically are telling themselves, well, we can lie and cheat and it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I think you're right.
Go ahead.
I think you're right on the money. I believe you're correct about that. But everything you said is true. And I'd like to emphasize, too, this Talmud is not something that Gentiles made up. Every Jewish synagogue, I've been told, anywhere in the United States, in the world, they do have. It's called the old Babylonian Talmud because the Talmud is. It has nothing to do with God. It has nothing to do with the Old Testament or the New Testament. It has to do. It's a collection. It's just a gigantic collection of so-called wisdom. Sayings, soothsayers, whatever, from ancient rabbis that when Israel was taken into captivity into Babylon, well, these Jews, they picked up all these Babylonian. Babylon's supposed to be, you know, just a cradle of sin and depravity. Where the Jews picked up on all their customs and they created this book, their Talmud. These Jews, they don't worship. They don't use the Old Testament like a lot of people thought. This the Talmud. I want our audience to know. They probably know better than I do, but I wanted them to know, the ones that don't, that you can find a Talmud in every Jewish synagogue, and that is pretty much their Bible. And everything you said is there. Before I go deep, I'd just like to read one. It just so happens I have in my hand that Nancy sent me, a Sister Braveheart, before we go to a break. It's called The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. And Sister Nancy went over some of this last week and talked about about the Russian Orthodox Christian who wrote it. And I think this guy, let's see, I'm going over here. His name was, this reference was, Professor Niles was a priest of the Orthodox Church in Russia. He published the first Russian language edition in 1905. The translator of the famous protocols, Victor Morrison, translated it for we can read it. I believe it's in 1917. So I'm going to flip over here. Here's one of the protocols. It says right here. Gold has always been and always will be the irresistible power handled by expert hands. It will always be the most useful lever for those who possess it and the object of envy for those who do not. With gold, we can buy the most rebellious consciences. We can fix the rate of all values, the current price of all products, can subsidize all state loans, and can hereafter hold the states at mercy. I'm going to do two more. These are very short. And this goes right along with the poison mushroom. Already, this is number four, already the principal banks, the exchanges of the entire world, the credits of all governments are in our hands. Number five, and I'll quit here. The other great power is the press. By repeating without cessation certain ideas, the press succeeds in the end in having them accepted all as actualities. People will go right back to this as soon as we come back. We've got to go to this quick break, and I can't wait to get back to this. Be right back, folks.
Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. More snow in store for more than 100 million Americans this weekend. Forecasters say two back-to-back storms spreading at least 3 inches of snow across some 18 states from Wyoming to New York. The second part of the storm will dump more snow on parts of the Midwest, Northeast, and Mid-Atlantic. The weather next week, though, expected to be almost spring-like, with temps more like March than January over much of the U.S. Instead of temps being 30 to 40 below zero, they will be more like 10 to 20 degrees above normal. President Biden still believes there can be a solution between Israel and Palestine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters Friday that Biden made those comments to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but they do not want the president using a certain phrase.
You know, when you use the phrase river to the sea, it speaks basically to the mantra of Hamas, and in their manifesto, where they basically describe the geographic bounds of what they believe to be Palestine. And if you look at it on the map, if you go look at the four corners that they describe it, it's basically the state of Israel. They just don't believe it should exist.
The comments come after Netanyahu rejected the idea for a Palestinian state once the conflict in Gaza is over. Japan is now the fifth country to successfully land on the moon. Their SLIM lander touched down on the moon yesterday. SLIM stands for Smart Lander for Investigating Moon, and it's part of a cargo research mission. Japan now joins the U.S., China, India, and Russia as countries that have landed on the lunar surface. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard-right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Abombadour Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for hanging on. And we're going to go right back without wasting any more time, because time is so precious. We're going to go right back to Sister Braveheart. Go ahead, Sister Braveheart.
Yeah, okay, Eddie, thank you. So I wanted to set the stage about the courts and what it says in the Talmud, basically that the Jews, it's not just permissible to lie, but they encourage it amongst themselves that they can lie in our courts, and then the Jew courts will defend them. So Leslie Borey, who is basically, you could say he's like the weatherman, and if there's a blizzard coming and the weatherman warns us of a blizzard, are you going to shoot the weatherman? So that analogy is how I would see the case of Leslie Borey. He did put out a pretty hard-hitting video almost a year ago now in terms of his message was to warn us about what this Sopharim 15 gang, that's what he likes to call the Jews, because that section in the Talmud says that even the best of the Goyim deserve to die. So Sopharim 15 gang, he likes to refer to them that way. He was warning the world, he was warning Canadians, and he considers himself a politician. He has never been elected, but he has run in many elections. And he's, you know, what he says is the only honest politician that he knows. But, and he, in every letter that he writes me, he's always got solutions, and I know that we've talked a lot about, you know, we need solutions. And his solutions are very much along the lines of how to deal with money. And I would say that he has taken note of what National Socialist Germany did and how they handled money and how that created this huge success story for Germany, albeit for a very short period of time until the world ganged up on them and destroyed them. But basically separating out of the Jewish money system. But what I want to get to is what they have done to him. So he was supposed to go before a judge. I'm not sure if it was by video. I think it was. And this was in September when he was, here it is. When I looked beaten up, can you still hear me? I'm hearing a very big background noise. Am I coming through okay?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
When I looked beaten up in September, my first appearance in Superior Court left me in a holding cell in provincial court all day, and I missed my appearance in Superior Court. The police were overheard early in the morning saying that Borey's case was remanded before the court made that decision. Interesting. That day, the guys on the range, that means back in the jail, told me that while I was in Brantford, like while he was waiting in that holding cell, while I was there, I was called to appear on video court in Milton, like that's the prison where he has been residing. I guess it was an honest mistake, Leslie says. He's giving them the benefit of the doubt, or he's being very sarcastic there. Okay, so then on November 23rd, so that's a couple of months later, I was supposed to appear in video court for trial scheduling, like just for scheduling a trial, right? Like he has not even had a trial scheduled, and he's been in jail now almost a year. And they didn't come to get me out of my cell. I was told that my next date in court to schedule a trial, get this, will be in September of 2024. So
oh
from
my
November,
goodness.
Just because they did not get him out of his cell to go before the judge by video just to make a schedule of a trial, and the next date, next available date, oh, September of 2024, oh, no big deal. It doesn't matter that there's a real live human being just waiting in a cell, in a cage. It's not like, oh, we're waiting for some parts to come for my broken down tractor, so I got to wait another few weeks. No, this is a human being we're talking about. Oh, the next available date, it's only in 10 months down the road. Like, and then he says, I also heard that the government wants to give me 5 years for telling the truth and warning Canadians. And I heard that from a third party. And my lawyer, and I don't know who this lawyer is, He says, my lawyer has not contacted me to tell me anything firsthand, and when I do get a lawyer call, he doesn't answer the phone for some reason. And the so-called lawyer calls are scheduled by the lawyer for a brief window of time, and we use a special phone to speak with our lawyers. This whole situation is very strange, and it does not fill me with confidence about this Jewish kangaroo court system and not being extremely corrupt. Okay, so that's what I wanted to tell you about, what they are doing with Leslie Borey. There he languishes in a cell, and his crime is to be the weatherman, giving us the weather report. You know, giving us the warning and the message and telling the truth about what's going on, that the Jews want to genocide us, and now he is sitting in a cage, you know. And so he says near the end of his letter, he says, nothing that I have done in my life has caused me or my family more harm than when I told the truth about the murderous, pedophile, misogynist Jews and Freemasons who tried to enslave and kill the world using lies, medical and police violence, and terrorism to force inject people with poison. So that's in a nutshell how it is for him. And he says, right now, truth is illegal in Canada. And, you know, he also said, telling the truth about innocent Germans caused me a lot of harm, too. I hope that people see what harm telling the truth about psychos can do to Canadians, and that they act to make the truth legal in Canada. And right now, the truth is illegal in Canada. Of course, it's illegal in many places. And I would say in your country as well, in spite of the First Amendment, because they get around it through other ways, right, to imprison people through other ways. Now, okay, I'm going to move to Brad Love's case. This is a man who has been basically gotten onto into the bad books, I guess, for writing letters and making phone calls to politicians, and he's been writing letters to editors of newspapers and whatnot. He lived for many years in a small, once prosperous northern town in northern Alberta called Fort McMurray. Probably many of your listeners, of our listeners, have heard the name of Fort McMurray, because that is the center of the tar sands, and, you know, it was a center of wealth, really, and it was a nice town until, well, the attack on that town. I'll just give a little background here. There were big fires in 2016. I don't know if you recall that, but big fires swept through Fort McMurray and the environment around Fort McMurray, and it was, like, really, really bad. And there is lots of evidence indicating that those fires were started on purpose, right? Just like later on in California and many places in Lahaina, okay, that comes to mind too. I mean, these are, now I think a lot of people do see that a lot of these fires where they said, oh, it's just wildfires or forest fires, no, they were started on purpose. Then 4 years later, Fort McMurray had a major flood. And there too, you could say that weather manipulation had a hand in that. And so Fort McMurray was really, really damaged and decimated and hit hard by those so-called natural events. And then they have been flooded, absolutely flooded with, you know, this open border policy. Just a few comments here. On my cell radio, this is now from Brad Love's letter, just a little excerpt from it. Oh, first of all, he says, he was returned to Fort Mac on December 15th, had court on the 19th in the afternoon, where a female judge and Crown laid into me for my racist ways, they said. And the judge then gave me 9 months for 3 mischief charges. Anyway, he talks a little bit about that. He was there for a week for a one-hour hearing, and, you know, held in this Spartan police cell, for a two-hour court date. And he is also suffering some health issues, gout, and so he was brought in a wheelchair. Like, it's kind of miserable. Okay, later on in the letter, he says, on my cell radio, The Raven, which is Indian radio station, constantly promotes Indian-only hiring, housing, grants, training, scholarships, counseling, hotels, events, you name it, yet they call us racist. So, yeah, lots of Indians here, like in the jail. They all know each other, not a care in the world, and they mooch constantly. Some surprise, he says. In Fort Mac, Keanu's college, the college there, the number one business is ESL. ESL stands for English as a Second Language classes, okay? So for the unwanted mass of third world layabouts, there's Africans, Syrians, Afghans, and there's a new mosque and a community center for them to all have fun in. And then, I hear the music, but we can maybe just make some comments about this after that, after the break.
Well, you did great. We will be right back there. You did great. Be right back, folks.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
A Bienus is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
I wish we had time to play a video. If we have time in the second, the third hour in May, because it links directly in. Sister Monica just got up to talking about the Fort McMurray, that area of Canada, just being absolutely overrun with every kind of race under the sun, except for whites. That's going on in the southern border, even worse than I thought. And I'll just give you a quick, this won't take but a minute. They're building entire cities in the southwest. And I've been told by this guy, he's a former Green Beret and a news correspondent. He travels all over the world, all over the United States, monitoring things like this. He's to the immigration. He said there's at least, very bad minimum, he's a lowball estimate, of over 10,000 immigrants a day, migrants, not immigrants, but migrants, people coming from China, from Pakistan, from Haiti, you name it, Mexico, coming in droves. And this is the last tidbit. We've heard how Governor Abbott of Texas cracking down, sending the Texas National Guard to Eagle Pass, Texas, to stop some of that immigration. This fella has videos of the National Guard troops assisting the illegals coming across the border and drawing down guns on Texas trying to prevent it. So the fix is in, it looks like, folks. So we're going to go right back to Sister Monica, but I just want to throw that in because it hooks up right together what she's talking about, what's happened to
Fort Bragg. It does, Eddie. It's perfect. And all I wanted to just kind of finish my commentary there and then hand it over to the two of you. But so Brad Love is another weatherman, okay? The weatherman who warn us of the impending storm and tell us what's going on, and the weatherman gets basically shot, you know. And so
yes.
Leslie Borey is a weatherman. He's a messenger, right? Don't shoot the messenger. Brad Love is my brother, and I did get a letter from Alfred very recently.
Sister Monica,
and he's very cheerful. He's very cheerful in his letters, right? I was just saying during the break, like he's saying, yeah, every single day now they give us so much good ammunition. And he was talking about some of the things that he sees in the news, what's going on in the world, which should be so obvious to everybody what's going on. And he says, yeah, more than we need. And everybody is now coming around. And I know that you said, Eddie, that no, you don't see people coming around that much. But, you know, in prison, people come around a lot faster than they do than the average man on the street. We've talked about that before, but I don't want to get deeply into that right now because I want to give you and Nancy a chance to make some commentary.
I'd like to ask you a question about something you and I talked about. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Now, Leslie Borey, like a lot of other people from the January 16th, he has never even been brought before a judge, has he? Is he just rotting in prison, Monica? Has he had any type of legal process carry on, or they just have him?
No, like I was telling you, like he was supposed to go on in September, then he wasn't
correct
brought out of, like they there was a big mix-up apparently, so he didn't see the judge that day. Then he was supposed to be there in November. They didn't get him out of his cell for that video hearing. Then the next it's not even a trial, it's a scheduling hearing to schedule a trial is not till September of this year, and then he hears from his lawyer or whoever that it probably wouldn't start till January next year, like 2025, and they basically want to just throw away the key. They already have thrown away the key for him, and he has not yet seen any kind of a process. Nothing. Like, he's just languishing in jail. That's what,
you know, in the Army. If you got, I think the Navy calls it the brig, the Army calls it the stockade. Anytime you went to the stockade, it was my understanding, it was called dead time. I got drafted in 67. So if I had gone in for Fort Polk, Louisiana, if I had gone in and say, had to do 3 months in the stockade, that 3 months would have been called dead time. It would not have counted toward my prison sentence. Same thing, being in the Army prison. It would not have counted toward my military service. So what Leslie Borey is going through, these other political prisoners like the January 16th, it's just dead time. They're just rotting. They're just being held. There's no sentence. There's no saying, okay, at least some prisoners say, well, I've got to do, I've got, you know, 18 more months, or I got 12 months, I got 3 years. They don't know. They may, somebody 30 years old, Monica, may die there and never even get to go before a damn judge. I mean, that's what
right.
I got from what you told us. And that, to me, that's worse than blaspheming the Holy Spirit almost. I got to shut up and go right back to you.
And on top of he got
beat. Go ahead,
Nancy. Sorry. I was just going to say, on top of that, he got beat up in prison.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, he got really beat up.
In Charlottesville. We have people from Charlottesville. All they did was hit a coon in the nose. They got in a slug fight with a nig. The nigs jumped them. Followed us into the parking garage in Charlottesville. The nigs had no business being in the parking garage. They started a fight with a bunch of white boys, and they got their black asses kicked. And they're out roaming the street. And these kids, 18, 19, 20, 22 years old, they're still rotting in prison. The damn Battle of Charlottesville happened August of 2017, and they're still rotting in prison for hitting a nig in the nose, man. I mean, by God, it's time. This country has got to burn. Something has got to be done with this damn country. I'm sick of waiting on people to come around. If they're going to come around, by God, show us. Get in the street. We've got to do something. This government has got to go. It's got to end. I got to shut the hell up before it gets in jail. But go back to you, Sister Nancy.
But it's hard to say how we're going to approach this. I also have you know, I write to Vincent Renaud. He's also kind of in limbo. He's in limbo in a prison in Scotland, and unsure of really what's going to be the outcome there, because they wanted to extradite him to France and have him spend more time in prison in France for so-called revisionism. And actually, I think the interesting part about Vincent is really he has a very neutral opinion of Jews as opposed to some of us.
Yeah, he calls it Judeo-indifferent. As opposed to some of us. I agree, Nancy. I've had a debate with him in letters. But you know, it's good because we need these people. We need all these people. Like, we need the Vincent Renards of the world, because we can show, look, this guy is Judeo indifferent, but he languishes in jail because he has spoken the truth about certain events, like the Oradour massacre and then about the so-called gas chambers and all this. He has really spoken the truth about this. He has done the research, and he doesn't care about the Jews or non-Jews. He just cares about the details. So this is important that we can talk about these people like Vincent Renard, because, he doesn't have any hatred towards anybody.
I think David Irving has been pinned with the anti-Semitic medal, although I really don't think he ever started out that way. And I don't know that he is anti-Semitic. He probably doesn't have a, he may also be neutral on the Jews, but he's a great historian.
Sorry, who are you talking about now?
David Irving.
Oh, yeah, okay, right, I agree, yeah.
Well, he spent time
in
jail,
he was a great historian. Oh, by the way, I should just mention, if people want to write letters to these political prisoners, you could find their addresses on either of the websites that I take care of. One is called freespeechmonica.com. There's a political prisoners page there, or the Truth and Justice for Germans. Actually, all the ones we've been talking about, they're all on mine. The freespeechmonica.com. And my brother's birthday is coming up, January 30th. If you want to reach him for the birthday, you have to write right away. And also, he's going to be let out of jail, hopefully, on February 23rd. So there's not that much time to write to him from this side of the ocean anyway, because I know mail is quite slow to get there. But, yeah.
I'll send him a birthday card.
Nice. Hopefully he gets it before he is let out.
Now, give us that date one more time when Alfred's supposed to get out.
I was supposed to get out February 23rd, because he's got a 6-month sentence. They picked him up from his home August 23rd, and that would be February 23rd then.
And he's got the guts.
Just over a month, Eddie. Just over a month.
I tell you what, my hat's off to him. I think I'd lose my mind if I was kept up that long. I mean, that infuriates me, the people that somebody like Alford and Leslie Borey, these good people, have done nothing. They can just be railroaded into the gulag. And most white people, 99.9% of white people, will not lift a finger. They won't say a word, you know, for fear of the Jew or for praise, because they love these damn Jews. Here, that's why I'm so discouraged here in the South, especially in the South. You know, the God never made a stupider creature than a Southern Baptist. You know what? I think some of the stupidest people on earth live in the South. I know I'm a Southerner.
Well, it's the lies and deception. They've been so programmed. They're, you know, they didn't start out stupid, but they've been made mentally ill through the programming, the toxic lies for generation after generation. And this is done after traumas, right? Like, after trauma is the best and most effective time to put a new paradigm into people's brains, and that's what has happened to them.
Hey, you know, before we go,
oh my
break,
goodness,
you know,
I can't believe the hour is over already. But I just want to say, Alfred's having a good time working in the greenhouses and gardens, and he's actually been really enjoying himself. But I would say these Canadian prisoners, they are really, really suffering. It's just unbelievable. But I just wanted to throw that in.
We're completely out of time, Sister Monica. We've got to go. Yeah. We're completely out of time. We'll get transition to the third hour. Stay in contact. I'll contact you ASAP and enjoy the rest of
okay.
the day.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Dear
bye, Nancy.
Radio,
bye,
family.
Eddie.
Hang on. We've got to get transferred to the third hour. We'll see you in a few minutes. Bye-bye, folks. Be right.